This 17-year-old girl lives with her family in a camp for the internally displaced in Mogadishu. She says she is the victim of female genital mutilation, or FGM, a harmful traditional practice defined by the World Health Organization as the partial or total removal of the external female genitalia for non-medical reasons. Since the procedure at 12 years old, she has lived with persistent pain, health problems, and emotional trauma. She chose to speak to VOA anonymously because she fears backlash for speaking about a taboo topic.
I went through a lot of pain, lost a lot of blood because of excessive bleeding, and suffered from recurring infections, which still gives me nightmares. I hope my sisters will not undergo the pain I went through.
FGM persists in Somalia because of the common belief that uncut girls and women are promiscuous, unclean, and physically undesirable. The United Nations says that 98% of Somali girls and women ages 15 to 49 have undergone some form of FGM. Midwife Shamsa Ali Mohammed performed FGM for over 20 years. But now she is one of the many women fighting to end the practice, which she calls circumcision. The United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, discourages the use of the term, pointing out that female circumcision is a violation of human rights and a much different procedure from male circumcision. Here's Shamsa Ali Mohammed.
We used to circumcise a lot of girls, but we have now stopped the practice since IFRA Foundation trained us. We now raise awareness against FGM as it hurts women and girls, and many are suffering during labor because of this harmful practice.
IFRA Foundation is a nonprofit working to end FGM in Somalia. Its founder, Somali-Irish social activist IFRA Mohammed, says her organization's engagement have persuaded hundreds of people to pledge not to practice any form of FGM.
I don't want people to see me just interfering to the community. So we trained all the leaders, religious leaders, women's group authorities in districts. So we allowed them to start the conversation and build the dialogue about female genital mutilation.
Another organization, SASA Together, aims to mobilize the community and also aims to abolish FGM. Mohammed Mursal is a UNFPA program specialist who works with SASA Together.
As an organization, we are fighting to eradicate FGM in Somalia by closely working with the government of Somalia, especially the Minister of Family Affairs, to come up with a legal framework that criminalizes FGM in Somalia.
Although the Somali Constitution prohibits FGM and describes it as cruel and degrading, no national law exists that criminalizes the practice. Anti-FGM activists say that unless that happens, girls and women will continue to suffer. For Najib Ahmed in Mogadishu, Somalia, Anthony Labruto, VOA News.